Welcome into the Grace One Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah. Hold on a second. Before we begin, do you guys smell that? No, of course you can't smell that. This is not the metaverse quite yet. Okay. We're not the Grace One Daily Podcast is not on the Oculus. We're not in the metaverse quite yet. I'm sure we will be someday. But wait. Ben, is that you? I don't know. I'm not sure what that smell is. No, okay. Anyway, today I want to bring up the thought of what does your worship, what is your offering, what do you smell like? I was reading in the Bible as I was going through the 1 year Bible journey, this phrase that I kept seeing. I'm going to show it to you on my screen here if you're watching the live stream. I kept reading this phrase and it appears many times. And it will say, I'm trying to back it up here for you guys. Exodus 29:18. Then burn the entire animal on the altar. This is a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a pleasing aroma, a special gift presented to the Lord. Exodus 29:25. Afterward, take the various breads from their hands and burn them on the altar along with the burnt offering. It is a pleasing aroma to the Lord, a special gift for him. Another one, Exodus 29:41. Offer the lamb in the evening along with the same offerings of flour and wine as in the morning. It will be a pleasing aroma, a special gift presented to the Lord. So God is into smells and he's into an offering that is a pleasing aroma. And well, why was it? Why was it a pleasing aroma to the Lord? Was it because it came out of obedience? It came out of listening to the instruction and to the commandments of the Lord. And so today I want to think about two thoughts. Number one, what do we smell like to the Lord? Do our lives reflect an aroma that is pleasing to the Lord first and foremost? That's really what matters is my devotion, my love for the Lord, my commitment, my faithfulness, the way I treat other people. Do I obey the commandments of the Lord? Is my life filled with his presence? And when those things are happening, my life is a pleasing aroma to the Lord. He's pleased with me. And so that's the desire. Again, we're going to be repetitive here for a whole year. And that's why we're consuming and getting into the word, is because we want to know him. And then we want to live it out so that our lives become a pleasing aroma to the Lord. We want God to look at the offering, because we're not giving birds and, you know, we still give to the Lord. We give money and those kind of things. We're still giving to the Lord. But now the primary offering we're bringing to the Lord each and every day is us. We are the offering. And we want that to be a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And I just would hope that phrase would be repetitive of our lives to the Lord, right? That God would say, man, their life, their worship, their dedication, their desire, their passion, their commitment, their faithfulness, their willingness, their faith. It is a pleasing aroma unto me. And so that's something you can pray every day. It's like, God, let my life be a pleasing aroma, my worship, the offering of who I am. And then secondly is what do you smell like to other people? We were discussing this in the MCD, Modern Christian Dudes podcast, which is another podcast that we have at the church. And old Funko Pro Greg Walden brought up a very good point. He talked about the reality of if we stink, for example, you're talking about teenage boys, because they get stinky when guys get stinky. Okay. Just go into a men's locker room, right? Okay. So guys, when we're younger, we still probably do this, but not as bad, hopefully. But when we're younger, if we were as stinky as guys, instead of taking a shower or bath, we would just spray ourselves with cologne, thinking that would mask and cover up the smell. In reality, that just made it worse. And I thought that was a great point. Is that that's what sometimes we do, is we try to cover up the nasty smell of our worship and our lives unto the Lord. But you know what I'm saying in terms of other people, they can see the real and the fake. And I want our lives to be a pleasing aroma to the Lord, but a pleasing aroma to other people, so that when they just roll with me for a second, when they smell us, it's pleasing. It's good. They see our lives. They see our faithfulness. They see our, just like the Lord sees it, they see it. And they say, wow, there's something to that. There's something to their lives and the way that they live and the way they act and the way they speak and the commitments that they have and what they're committed and faithful to. And that inspires me. And I want to know more about that, and that our lives are a pleasing aroma to the Lord, but then they also become a pleasing aroma to other people that attracts them and draws them to Jesus Christ. Amen. We're attracted to good smells, right? We all are. Maybe we prefer different smells, but there's certain things, that certain aromas that really, really get us going. And then there's aromas that, you know, just turn us away. I mean, I'm always amazed. There's for whatever reason, there's more roadkill in Missouri than any other place I've ever experienced in my life. I see roadkill all the time. The worst one, what's the worst one? One of those ones for sure is a skunk, right? To make, how does this little animal can like stink up the place for miles and miles and miles? I'm just amazed. I don't want my worship, I don't want my life to be like that to the Lord or to other people. So there you go. I want you to now for the rest of the day, you're going to be going, do I smell okay? I wonder, am I a pleasing aroma to the Lord and to other people? So we do that. The way we become a pleasing aroma to the Lord is through our dedication, our willingness to serve and surrender our life to Jesus Christ each and every day. God bless you guys. Stay in the Word. Thank you for your support. GracePointAG.org. Checking us out on our various social media platforms. God bless you guys. Talk to you next time.